Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ba-da-ba! Ore, 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 ore.
Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm dipping in, Rourke.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
But just the tip.
It's all I had.
It's good. That's a good one.
Sometimes you just need one.
Yeah, it's true. All you need is one.
It took 50 minutes because I'm like going, I got nothing. I got nothing.
So Teflon Chrissy makes it through. And Ryan backstabs probably his closest alliance. We'll see how this plays out. A fairly quickly paced episode. Nothing lingered too long, but I think a pivotal moment worked possibly.
It worked for me.
Yeah, it worked for me too. I was hot glue gunning at our cat's Halloween costume during the episode.
So exciting.
It's all done, though. It looks really good. I'm excited.
Nice.
You're excited, and your cat's like, Okay.
Well, we're excited to talk about this new episode of Survivor. We'll see how the tally game played out. And
I got a tally. Jack got a tally.
I know. I was thinking that during the show. I was like, oh, my God, Jack is unbeatable this season.
What are you talking about unbeatable? I'm tied with him up until this point.
Well, I was thinking because Christy's in my final three, right?
Chrissy is a final three pick for you.
And I'm like going, oh, great. I'm going to lose her and keep
and
Rourke.
And Ben's your winner pick, and he had some good moments in this episode.
Yeah.
So Jax, I mean, you're for the first time in a while.
You know what? Let's just stop doing the podcast from this point on. It's no reason to go on any further. Jax won.
But you are solidly in a good position in the tally game. Have you ever even won the Mr. Crab Cup? I'm trying to think.
Well,
we've never had Mr. Crab Cup, no.
Well,
but
the tally game, we've retcon named it Mr. Crab Cup. But
I think at one point I was way out in front, and then my person lost at the the guy couldn't get any votes. Let me draw a blank on his name.
Oh, Ty?
Ty. And then he got voted out, and then I don't know what happened. I just – one time I had a person, and they got voted out, and then your stupid rules. And it's
– Well, there was that time you guys wagered 10 points, and I won the season.
Yeah, that's true.
So there is that.
But anyway, without lingering too far on all of the Jack's trials and tribulations.
Oh, my God, guys. I just looked on jayandjack.com/Amazon, and I Googled crab trophy.
Is there some good options?
There's some good options.
All right.
Wait. For those baseball fans, Houston is up 1-0 over the Dodgers after 4, because I know some people requested more baseball talk. So there you go.
You're right. That was one of the number one complaints about Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Yeah, and if you'd like to know the rest of the score,
you can go to any website. They'll tell you.
was that a complaint? I thought it was I thought they said, could you please talk more baseball?
Anywho, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. All of the Jay and Jack production podcasts are listener supported. Without your support, our shows would not be possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. All right, Colleen, are you ready to jump into this recap?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
All right. It took me a second.
I was looking at Colleen's eyes. I think she got lost in the Mr. Crab trap. Mr. Crab Cup.
I was wondering what happened over there. I thought it was just Jay's high-pitched voice.
It was either that or she was looking at Ken's Instagram again. I know that Day's look on her face. So
Or what's his name? Cole is my. He's Cole eating all
is,
the food.
Cole is no one's no goal. One's goal.
How does that guy have abs like that? The way
Cole
he eats?
Licks the bowl, that's for sure.
Ew.
You want to lick the spoon? Yeah, I'll lick the spoon, man.
All right, Levu. Levu.
Does he have one of those fake ab things? That, you know,
no, I think he probably works so much. He's one of those people that needs like 10,000 calories a day just to like keep the machine moving. You know, maybe that's
okay.
What it is.
Yeah, I know those. I remember those days.
Yeah. But can we just talk about a fall from grace? Like, Cole is my goal was the first thing we gave him. And then how quickly he has fallen from grace, where he's just like a meh.
Yeah, nobody wants him.
A big old meh.
I mean, nobody. I don't see anybody on Facebook or Twitter saying, oh, yeah, I still want to marry Cole. It's like, eh, move on. Yeah.
Dunzo. Even his girl, I think, is dunzo. But yeah. Sorry, Colleen, we're distracting you from your
no, you're not.
Recap here.
No, you're not. I have a habit of interrupting people, so I'm trying to not do that.
She's still reading the.
I think she's.
No, I'm not. Look, I didn't touch the screen. It's
up. Were we still recording? I thought we were done.
It was a rough night last night. We have a sick child. I think I got about 2 hours of sleep, so I'm a little dazed.
No one cares about sick child unless he's playing baseball.
All right. We go over to Levu, night 11 post-tribal, and Joe is getting some kudos. Ashley acknowledges that Joe is a scary one. He's getting crazier and crazier. And then she tells him, I knew you were crazy, but I didn't know you were crazy and smart.
That was a nice compliment.
Yeah, I'd be like, thank you. We head over to Yawa, day 12. There's popping from the bamboo in the fire, and poor Ben is having some PTSD and he goes and wades in the water to be alone.
I can see that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough.
This was kind of a very moving scene.
Yeah, I got emotional. I definitely did.
First, I thought he got hit by that bamboo, and I went, oh, no, he's hearing the shots. Yep.
Yes. And at that point, I think is when I got hot glue on my hands and also freaked out. Just kidding.
Yes, because that's comparable to.
It's not.
Well, hopefully you got a purple heart for that. So.
No. Anyway, so Ben has this lovely, this very moving confessional in the water. And he says, you know, the past will eat you alive, but the future will save you. And he wants to win Survivor for his family and to show other veterans that there is a way out of all of that they've been through.
Great moment for Ben here. I got, you know, great cause.
Hashtag winners at it.
Can I say this, though? It had to be the prettiest scene when he was overlooking the sunset with the trees, the way they shot it, maybe in Survivor history.
You think?
I just was like, oh, my God, that's just like a postcard.
Yeah.
When he was talking about, you know, it's a moving, what he's talking about, it's very moving. But then when he's overlooking the ocean and the sun is setting and the trees, I said, oh, my God, that's just an amazing shot. So whoever got that kudos, it was the scene itself and then the shot. So anyway.
Yeah. Now I feel bad because, like, usually I'm all over the sunset stuff. Anyway, we go over to the reward. Oh, and yes, again, hashtag winners edit here, right? Are we all thinking that Ben's going far?
Yeah, I hope he does. It's not even like I think the edit's pushing my feelings here. I hope he does because I think he's playing the game well. He's doing it for the right, you know, reasons, and he's got a great story and he's fun to watch. So he's checked a lot of boxes for me this season.
I mean, there's nothing he's done wrong yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's when he had Crazy Alan, he was fine with him.
Yep.
He's playing a great social game. He's great in the challenges. Yep. And like you said, he has a great story. Who wouldn't root for him? Yep. So go Ben. Who picked Ben?
You did, Jack.
Okay.
Oh, did you pick Ben?
He did.
Oh, that's right. You picked Ben, but you keep thinking that you picked Chrissy.
Well, he picked Chrissy final three, and they have a good alliance there. Again, Jack, I don't want to jinx you, Jack, but you're trending to win the Mr. Grab Cup.
Oh, my God. And Chrissy.
You look on Twitter, I am trending.
Chrissy is in an alliance with Ryan, so my final three pick. My winner's pick could make it to the final three, too, and then we'll have a showdown.
Unless Ryan somehow suffocates himself in sand.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know.
Yes. So moving onwards, let's transition into the reward challenge. Chrissy and Lauren are going to sit out. And I was kind of wondering here, but I guess it was answered later on in the episode, was, you know, sometimes, you know, the people are just randomly sitting out. You don't ever find out, you know, who's why yeah. they're sitting out. And then other times, you know, it's kind of a thing, like, who's going to sit out. Like when Michaela sat out last season, was it? It feels like ages ago. And Sarah found the... We found out about that because then Sarah kind of found the advantage underneath her chair. So I was kind of wondering if we were hearing Chrissy sit out for any particular reason, maybe because Ben is going to take her along to the end, or I guess now it's more of she was going to possibly be voted out in the end.
No, I think they probably rightfully, I think they placed it properly.
Yeah,
in terms of putting Ryan in the reward, because who cares about the reward? You want to win immunity.
No, and I mean, as far as the editing, like seeing that Chrissy's name get brought up as being sitting out.
I don't know. I didn't see it as that.
It was kind of asked and then answered later in the episode.
Yeah.
Because her challenge performances was brought up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Devin wins it for the blue team. Ryan is struggling like hardcore.
But is it fair to Ryan? He weighs 100 pounds. He's having to push the ball up the hill. He was just doing it wrong though.
I mean, I get he's small.
But there's not a lot of body mass to him, so there's no margin for error. So if that ball moves like we kept seeing, he's got no shoulders or nothing to keep from rolling down. So he should have been the first one, the first leg of the race, if he's going to be in it.
Yeah, because then he wouldn't have to worry about getting up the hill.
It was the hill part. And every time the ball moved, literally he's as wide as a beanpole.
Yeah, no, that's true. He kept losing it to the side. You're right, yeah.
There was nothing there to hold. He couldn't move his – I mean, it's – so I don't blame Ryan on that one. I blame the strategic move.
Whoever
set that in place. So,
Ryan does not have a future career as like a sandworm.
No.
Okay. A lucrative field.
Yeah.
Being so a close. Sandworm.
He could have been in Dune, so the sequel.
Oh, God.
Oh, well.
All right, so Levu wins second place, and poor Ryan has to be picked up physically by JP to get him over to the mat.
anyone think Devin at one point was going to lose this?
It seemed
like it took him like an hour and a half to make a shot.
It was tough. It was really almost like it like perfectly in. There was no margin for error. So
yeah, but he's the tallest guy. I mean, it's just almost like
he's a surfer, man, not a basketball player.
I guess.
Very true. And then Allie wants to keep Ryan on her side. Or rather save Ryan because they are close strategic social allies.
What a loyal person Allie is.
She's more loyal than Ryan.
Yes,
there was
true.
A lot of foreshadowing in this episode about what was going to happen, I guess, in hindsight. We go over to Levu, day 13. And they have the sweetest reward. Oh, I'm sorry. Levu didn't win second. Levu won first. Soko Yawa. Yawa won second. Sorry about that, guys. We go over to the winning team.
I don't like coffee or tea, so that would I guess the pastries would be the only thing I'd be into.
You know what? I will say this. I really like the coffee china set that they had, the cups and stuff. Those looked really nice. I was like, those are really cool. I would want to take those home.
Good for you.
That would be my reward. Anyways.
All right,
oh
then.
My God.
Where do we go from there?
I didn't win but the china. It's absolutely anyway I can
cool.
stash this in my bag.
It looked cool.
All right then.
Oh my God.
Devin wants to get rid of Joe. He's gonna stick with Ashley and they're gonna work on getting Desi to flip.
God.
Listen, the listeners out there, they're agreeing with me right now that
I don't even remember what the china looked like.
It could have been styrofoam cups for all I know. I didn't pay attention to it.
If they put that up on the charity auction at the end of the season, I'm bidding on those cups.
No, good luck for you with that. I'm sure there's like four other people that are going to be like, oh no, I'm going to be Jay out of that one.
Maybe if they brought the Survivor auction back, you can ask them really, really nicely.
They do it. They still do it. They still do the auction
for the charity.
Yeah.
So you think it's real China, or is it just like some kind of?
On the show.
No, no, no. You know how they auction off all the stuff from the season?
No, I know that. I'm just saying, is the China, you think it's real China or something like Kmart or Walmart?
It's probably like Target China.
Well,
it's classy,
Target,
Jack.
I will be... It looked really cool. Okay, I'm sorry.
What did it even look like? I don't remember.
I am obviously alone in this thought, and I will defer the story to move along. I'm sorry, Colleen.
That's all right. We head over to SoCo. Ryan apologizes for blowing the challenge. He acknowledges he's going to work really hard in his social game. He says everyone has a failure in the game. You just don't want that failure to be getting voted out.
He's the fun guy, the funny guy.
Yes.
And he said something, and I went, he said about the coconut or something like that. I went, oh, okay. I guess if you're on an island for 24/7, I guess that's funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have picked a
China
better
jokes.
Joke.
I'd just be like, I'd be putting it in like, you know, the crotch idol. It'd be my crotch coffee cup.
Get your crotch China.
Crotch China. do you have immunity idol? No, I stole the China.
Yeah.
But don't tell the producers.
I could just see your confessional. I'll be like, honey, guess what I'm bringing home?
$1 million? No, the Target China.
And then Colleen goes back to her one source of happiness, Ken's
Instagram. On mute.
Well, Cole ate it. So he ate the China. He was so hungry.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, we're going to get to that in just a second because that was super gross. Rourke would like to get people to feel safe enough to talk game with her, and she bonds with Allie a little bit. They acknowledge that Ryan has a really strong social game. Allie wants to join up with Rourke's crew at the merge. She tells Ryan, she reports back, they can work with Rourke. Ryan, oh my, Rourke and Ryan, this is really getting me very confused right now.
Rourke, Ryan, Russell.
Ryan is stuck in the middle because Chrissy is his close ally as well as Allie, and Allie and Chrissy will never work together, which I guess we missed something as to why they would never work together, but okay. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I mean, Rourke in the gameplay, she didn't look good in this episode. Even though it was Ryan that really flipped
it. She seemed very robotic.
Yes, very robotic. Not a good poker face. And yeah.
Yes, I want to play with you, Chrissy.
Yeah, she didn't come across bad. I think she just, you know, they had to show why she ended up going home.
Did you see that China? It was amazing.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Allie, I am convinced that she looks a lot like Lady Gaga back when Lady Gaga, like, 2009-ish face. Nobody else on the internet agrees with me. Does anybody agree with me that Allie looks kind of like Lady Gaga?
Not even close.
I think so.
No, I don't see it at all.
Okay, you guys are all just crazy. Somebody out there agrees with me.
Is that when she wore the meat suit or something? I don't see it.
No, not... whatever. All right.
I mean, seriously, I don't see it.
All right, Jay's telling me to move on, but we just spent 5 friggin' minutes talking about China, so and not the country.
Well, let's have a. The listeners can just say if they agree with you, they can send us some feedback.
Fair. Don't give me that head shake with the grimace. Whatever. Anyway, speaking of grimace, we grimace as Cole's eating jam really grossly. Ugh. And it's bugging Lauren, and it was bugging me.
why is there always somebody that does that eats the food, you know?
Well, he lives in his car out in the wilderness, right? Maybe he just isn't around people enough to have proper jam manners. Well,
or maybe he doesn't.
But not only that, but you're limited on supplies.
Well, he can't get a fork or a spoon in the middle of his car in the middle of the woods.
But you have to take. You're a team. And you have to eat the same piece of pie. So you can't just Go take extra piece of thigh.
I will go back to You see how much muscle mass he has. He probably has to consume so many calories to even like keep functioning as a human being. So
not my fault if I'm on his team.
But maybe I'm not. But maybe that's why he's doing it without even thinking.
He's clearly not.
Of course.
Either he's not thinking, or he wasn't taught right. I mean, that's Survivor 101.
It's a bit of both.
That's the easiest way to get kicked off, be voted out, is to steal food.
And maybe that's one of the pitfalls for really beautiful people is that they don't live in a normal world. They probably get things.
Oh, don't beauty shame them.
I'm just saying. Things probably come by or come to Cole a little bit easier than, say, a normal looking person.
I'm sure women just come up and throw jam at
him. No. I'm not saying that.
He's got his shirt off. Come on.
But sometimes the more beautiful people, they're not as well acclimated to the normal world. I'm just saying. They can rest on their laurels a little bit instead of having to hustle hard.
I think someone's being a little petty.
I know.
I'm not being petty. I'm just saying.
I feel like we have a lot of attractive listeners and they all just stop listening because of you.
You can look at Ken as another example. Beautiful person, but maybe just didn't have all he needed to win the game.
Look, all he was missing was a proper voice, okay?
So you're voice shaming him right now. I am just saying that maybe it can be a disadvantage to be a super beautiful.
You know, Cole, if you're listening.
You're still my goal.
No, you're not.
Sorry, Ken.
Can you tell us, has jam come easy for you in life? Do you go to IHOP?
Do people just throw jam at you?
Have you ever caught yourself in a jam over jam?
Oh, God.
Have you caught yourself in a sticky situation?
Oh, sticky situation. No, honestly, though.
I know you're trying to preserve your game.
That was a great joke.
See, if I was Cole and I said that joke, you'd probably be like, oh, that's so you, Cole. He's so funny.
Cole could have told the same joke Ryan told, and the internet would be rolling.
Exactly. That's my point. Anyways, moving on.
The kid that looks like he needs to eat is not funny, but the Cole.
Now we cut over to Jessica, who doesn't think that Cole's ready for her jelly.
Not jelly worthy.
But she knows that Dr. Mike is really paranoid about Cole after his big mouth from last week. Which, oh, again, with the jam, the licking of the fingers was the part that got me.
I think they added the slurping sound effect because I don't think they had the boom mic that close, but it was like.
Can we go back to the reward thing when they were eating? They didn't wash the sand off first?
Oh, yeah, Desi was all covered in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just reminded
Maybe
me of going to the.
I don't know.
Remind me when I was at the. You'd go to the beach and they'd have sand.
Maybe she was trying to exfoliate. She was keeping it on until she got to the water. Anyway, Jessica and Mike decide to look by the well for the idol, and they find it.
Mike found it.
Well, Dr. Mike found it with Jessica as an excellent lookout. Dr. Mike is elated that he went from the bottom to the top. Now he's here, which is the story of his life. He hopes Jessica won't tell anyone.
It's, you know, it's hard not to root for Mike here because it's his own wife is looking at other Survivor stars on mute while he's sleeping next to her in bed. And I can't blame her. And, you know, it's hard not to root for him. Hard not to root for Mike.
She's probably looking at Ryan right now going, okay. I'm kidding, Mike. We're kidding.
I'm pulling for Mike. He's a classic underdog. He wants to win bad.
Underdog.
He's a fan of the game. How do you not love him?
And he has dad jokes. So really, it's everything that you wish you were, Jay.
It's
Mike does have a little more tan than Jay does.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he has some real awesome china at home, too. He doesn't have to go to Target because he's a urologist.
Damn. So now I'm being shamed, so I'm not even a doctor. Whatever.
We go to the hashtag immunity
challenge.
Sorry, I
haven't been able to provide you the life that you wanted.
I have to steal China.
In my pants.
I give and I give and I give and it's never enough.
Hashtag crotch China. Yawa wins first place thanks to Cole, and then Cole, who got it in all the goals, the Levu team gets second place.
Oh, we're talking about the reward challenge.
No, we're up to immunity.
Oh, immunity challenge. I'm sorry.
Soko is going to tribal council.
Anyone think Chrissy made a mistake, though, by not tapping out?
Oh, totally did.
I mean, why do they just tap out?
Because I guess she's probably like, damn what she do, damn what she doesn't, because she couldn't win it for the team.
Yeah, but if you come out
but
and
I,
you
yeah,
say,
I
okay,
agree.
It is okay. I after she used the shoe excuse.
Yeah.
Hey, she just
let someone else fall, and but yep. Anyway.
At least she didn't go full Debbie and start screaming at. what was she screaming about Culpepper about last year? Something with a challenge.
Because she was a gymnast for 10 years.
That's right. Oh, brother!
I was a gymnast. I was Nadia Comaneci in another life.
Yeah. As we're leaving the immunity challenge, though, Rourke is nervous, but Chrissy struggled, so she needs to go.
That's right.
We head back to the what are we up to? Soku tribe. It's day 14. Chrissy is scrambling. JP, Ryan, and Chrissy decide they're going to blindside Rourke. Allie, there's like rumors of an all-female alliance and, you know,
well, that was
all
a good move on Chrissy's part. She brought it up.
Yeah, she did. Chrissy's
and then
playing
she went,
a decent
and she
game.
Went to, and she went to her alliance with JP and said, yeah, she's trying to do an all-girls alliance. I thought it was beautiful. It was a lie, but it was...
Yeah.
In Survivor.
Well, okay, so what's the difference here between Joe's lie and Chrissy's lie? Like, I think there is a difference, but like, break it down, I guess.
Chrissy was all about. Subtle about it. Joe was like a bull in a china shop.
Well, Joe's, though, his lie was hurting another person. His, you know, was hurting Dez, where this lie was... only hurt Rourke.
No, I'm talking about when Joe went up to Devin last week and said that Alan and Ashley wanted him out.
Well, I think because she went to her alliance. JP and her had voted before together.
Right.
So she's going to believe him, whereas Joe went to Devin, who he didn't really know, and told a lie. So.
Yeah.
It was great. I don't know if it was planned, but she obviously, she has the confessional. She read. She said, I could tell she wasn't, you know, listening to me, and she was, you know, she was just giving me lip service. So she went to JP and said, "Yeah, she's trying to form an all-girl alliance." Well, that's it. She's out.
Yep.
It was perfect.
Jay, what do you think
of the difference between Joe and Chrissy? Mm-hmm. I agree with what's been said. That's why I kind of brought it up, is the difference between subtlety and kind of overplaying it, which Joe's kind of done this season.
Yeah.
I think you're showing the examples of both.
Well, you have to go with someone you trust. I mean, you have
to,
I mean,
and knowing the right person to go to, I think, and having that subtlety to know that JP is the right person to go to with it, and that there isn't
right.
a rapport there that she could say that.
Right. And I think with Joe overplaying, it's not so much that he's overplaying because he's making himself a target while he's playing the game, whereas Chrissy is like deftly crafting the target away from herself.
Well, that, and she's already on a tribe with him, so there's already that relationship there versus
right.
Joe. He went for Devin, who's not on his tribe, doesn't know him from Adam.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Chrissy and Allie get into it immediately over the challenge, and then Chrissy gets into it with like everybody, and there's lots of fighting and talking and fighting and yelling and about who talked to who before tribal. JP brings up that girls' alliance thing, and it gets very lively.
That's where I thought Rourke should have said, "Yeah, that was Chrissy that brought that up."
But she didn't.
She did. I mean, maybe she did. We just didn't see it editing, but she didn't even budge. I go. I'd have been quick to say, "Yeah, that was Chrissy brought that up to me."
Yeah.
But she didn't. I mean, I think she thought she was so secure that she. She was very cautious at the. I thought she was pretty cautious at the tribal council.
Who, Chrissy or Rourke?
Rourke.
Because Rourke said she felt the same comfortable.
And... yeah, which I didn't get.
Yeah.
She'd never been to tribal before, so did she think she wasn't there? I mean, I don't understand what. Yeah. I don't get what she was trying to say, but if she, like I said, if once JP brought that up, I would have said, yeah, Chrissy brought that up to me.
Right.
About, you got to give all the information you can out there to try and, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she did. We'll find out her exit interviews. Allie says.
It worked for me, though.
Yeah. It worked for you. Allie said, once you get here, then you find out who you can trust. More foreshadowing. Rourke thinks that she's the swing vote, which I kind of missed that.
That's where she was overconfident.
Right. Like, I missed how she thought, I guess she thought that Allie and Ryan were a pair, and yeah. Chrissy and JP were a pair, which I guess is kind of true coming into it. She just didn't play it as well, I guess, as, well, no, because nobody knows, I guess, about Ryan and Chrissy, but we'll find out next week. Anyway, Chrissy thinks that it could be any three people voting together. And when she goes to the voting booth, she confesses, I am outsmarting Miss Smarty Pants. To which I was like, is she marinating in it? Rourke is voted out in a hashtag blindside.
Hashtag blindside. Do we have to keep doing the hashtag blindside?
Yeah, this one was...
Yes, it's never
like,
going to get
Rourke
old.
Was Rourke really blindsided? I think Allie was more blindsided than Rourke, to be honest. But
we have that like five times a seat. Six.
Yeah.
I mean, do we need hashtag blindsided?
It loses its value.
I mean, it's like, you know, having 17 immunity idols. You just do something else. Come up with something new, Jeff.
Yeah, it's diminishing returns, right? That's
right.
The phrase.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Sorry, I just wanted to repeat you, Jack.
She's still looking at Mr. Crab.
I'll tell you what, I'm not hashtagging blindside.
You go, Jack.
You know, did I tell you guys about when Ken responded to one of my comments on Facebook?
So now you're talking to him on Facebook?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's happening before my eyes.
No. So Christy. Well, one of the listeners, I think it was Christy's post, she goes to the finale every year, and I commented on the picture of Hannah and Ken, and I said something like, you know, smart girl putting Hannah's name first is second. I forget what the exact comment was, and Ken, like, randomly a few months ago, made a comment on my comment on her picture and was
Wait, a few months ago?
Yeah.
And you're just now telling me that you're having conversations with
him? Well, I didn't have a conversation with him because...
I feel like it would have been nice
So
this happened like a year after he was on?
Yes, I posted this in the group chat between the Merryman broadcast people or Ramblecast broadcast people. I know I did.
Do I have to go on to Survivor and show you that I can be just as good Mike is this season?
Oh, my God. Only if you promise to shave first so when you come home, your beard isn't out of control.
My beard is fine. People like my beard.
So Ken was on, what, a year ago, right?
Yes, it was last
December. And then 2 months ago, he commented on something you wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hold on. I can find the exact...
So almost 10 months later, he commented on something you wrote.
Well, you know, he...
Does Ken have pretty bad internet service? I mean, I don't get...
It's like one of those things like...
Okay, here it is. All right.
It's a picture that was like 10 months ago. You know, they're like Facebook stalking. You're really digging into your internet history.
Okay, first of all, this is not as exciting as I'm making it sound. So on August 22nd...
All I want to know is where was Ken... how many months pregnant are you? 6 months? 6 months ago. That's what I want to know.
Okay, listen. So back in...
Oh, changing the subject.
No, I'm not changing the subject.
Not even denial.
So back in August 22nd. So on December 16th, I commented, mad props for putting Hannah before Ken. She made a collage of like all the people she took pictures with in...
December 16th, 2016. Okay.
And... he commented, I screen capped this at 9:14 a.m. So he commented.
On it was August?
August 22nd. He commented.
2017.
Yes. Okay. Look, I. That's all he said.
Multiple M's.
Multiple
M's. Basically asking for sex. It's there. that's about the same as a winky face.
Yeah, I think so. In some countries, he'd be forced to marry you.
Hashtag I'm okay with that. Anyway.
Wait, does he say that in all his posts, though?
Maybe. Maybe. All right, Jay. What?
Look at those China dishes.
Feedback. Tally the votes. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, it's always feedback.
Okay, so we have a lot of feedback.
Let's do.
Did Ken send us anything?
The first is from hashtag KenIsIn10@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. This episode was
Okay, this is from Lindsay. So we had our debate last week about Devin. What should his hashtag be? We did get some feedback. So
somebody's gotten really quiet. I have to keep turning up your mic.
All right. So.
You all right over there?
Brendan was like, why don't you guys compromise? Pretty much. Hashtag nope. Devin is a 7-Eleven.
He's a Slurpee. So
And Christy pointed out he's so much better who is a total hole, like a-hole. Mm-hmm. So why didn't we just change that? Cole's an a-hole.
It works.
It works.
I don't know if he's an a-hole. He just seems more aloof.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just not aware of things, his surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? So Lindsay had written in, Cole needs to be stripped of his hashtag. How about 7 minutes in heaven with Devin?
Ooh, 7 minutes in heaven with Devin. I like that.
Hashtag.
Devin's like, wait, 7 minutes?
I only need two.
But or 3.5 seconds. Yeah. Also, no one can ever be above Ken's hashtag because he is the all-around perfect package. I started following him on Instagram after hearing about his Insta stories from Colleen, and my God, he's just so amazing. Lindsay. The tribe has spoken. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Lord. Just saying.
It didn't even take Cole a whole season to fall from, you know, the top spot to...
No.
Nothing.
Sometimes it doesn't. I'm trying to find the thread from last week because there were more suggestions in that thread, but I think I might have lost it. Somebody vamp for me while I scroll. Jay, talk about China.
Last I saw, the Houston is up 1-0 top of this. Tied 1-1.
Yeah, they tied it up.
Damn. He had a no-hitter going, so it must have been a homer.
It was the first hit, yep.
And now I know what you guys are doing while I'm sitting here with the
looking
recap.
Looking at Ken's Instagram feed. We've immediately responded and been talking this whole time. You're the one that just goes blank for whatever reason.
Oh, actually.
I just have an app here. I go score, and then it goes.
Jack, apologies. There was a comment. Please talk about baseball more in Survivor Podcast, please.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I did. That's
from October 22nd. Coincidentally, exactly 2 months after Ken hummed me. Did we talk about baseball last week? We did talk about baseball last week.
Talked about the Yankees. Someone said, "Please." I was Brian. Is his name? I'm trying to remember the name off the top of my head.
It's all good.
Anyway, so I sarcastically.
Oh, it was Jason who said that.
Jason, I said, "Sure, you got it."
Cool. Okay, I don't know where that thread
moving
was.
Moving on.
I'll just say more people agreed with you guys about the 11, but I agree with Lindsay that nobody should be elevated above 10.
I don't think anybody disagreed with us. What do you mean?
More people. Devin, okay, Devin has to be, if he's going to be
7
elevated.
7 minutes in heaven with Devin, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, there
I think
we
we're
go.
Good. I
All
think
right.
We're good.
excuse me, Storm. It was the funniest challenge I can remember. Felt bad for Ryan, but the whole challenge was a riot. Love that he never gave up. Wanted to smack Joe's smug face. Another great immunity challenge. Blue coming from behind
was great.
That's what she said. What?
What did Joe do in this episode?
I think it was in the beginning. He was just smug about how... Because he made that comment again, like how he read her face.
Okay.
Another great immunity challenge. Blue coming from behind was great. That's what she said. But it means we are stuck with another week of Joe's smugness. Dislike Chrissy, liking Rourke. Finally get to see her do something. Wah, wah. Too bad we won't get to see her. She could have done well. Sean north of Boston.
I think we're stuck with Joe until the merge.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he can cruise, really.
Yeah. This is from Matt. What we learned tonight, Rourke sucks at Survivor. Did she even bother talking to JP or Ryan? Allie isn't as good at Survivor as we thought. Why would she agree to keep voting out heroes when all of the healers are still in the game? Chrissy is good at Survivor. She did a great job talking to everyone she needed to talk to. She saw through Rourke and played JP with ease. Also, good job, Jack, in picking Rourke to go home this week. And every other week, you've picked her. You did pick her, right? Yes.
I did. Yes, I did.
Colleen, how does Allie look like Lady Gaga? She just does in the face. They have similar features. As always, thanks for your hard work, Matt.
I've not seen it.
You guys are silly.
I could be wrong, but I'm not a Lady Gaga expert, but I'm sure she sings better than Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga can sing.
Lady Gaga can sing.
We saw her live.
I meant Allie sings, would not sing as well as Lady Gaga. That's what I was trying to say.
Be careful. You got two little monsters here.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is an amazing singer, but I don't see a resemblance between her and Allie.
Neither do I.
I see it. That's all that matters. Next email is from Amanda. Happy Wednesday. Please speculate what Chrissy and Lauren were talking about while sitting out of the reward challenge this week. Photos included. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so they're just sitting on the bench next to each other and they're chit-chatting.
But I think if it was anything relevant, they would show us, right?
Probably.
I was reading lips and they were discussing if Allie looked like Lady Gaga.
See, I thought that they were talking about, man, I hope we win this because I want to take that China home in my crotch.
If they're smart, they would be talking strategy, right?
Yes.
Right. But maybe
again, they would have shown.
They don't know each other.
No.
So maybe they're just making small talk. Maybe they're talking about their kids.
I could see because they're both smart players.
Do.
Yeah. So I don't think either one would say, hey, how's it going on your tribe? How's it going? Mm-hmm. You falling for that? That old line, but
I don't know.
You think they at least say, because I always said if I was sitting there with just one other person, I'd be trying to find out what's going on in the other tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, these two people they're both pretty heady players. I don't think that's what
right because they're not mic'd up or anything, right? When they're sitting out,
No, I think they're always mic'd up because I don't know. I feel like. It's a good call out. It's a good observation, but I think if there's anything of significance, they would show us.
Yeah. You wonder why has anybody ever done that? Are they not allowed to talk strategy when they're sitting there together?
I don't think there's a rule against that, to be honest.
Because I don't think I've ever seen
somebody out
an episode
listening.
Where two people are sitting there and they're talking about how their tribe is going.
Somebody out there listening has to know.
Yeah,
maybe the returning players that know each other chit-chat. You never know. I'm sure Jeff Varner, if he ever sat out, I'm sure he loose-lipped with everyone.
Oh.
Anyway, congrats for the Rourke tally point, Jack. Picking her every week was bound to pay off eventually.
We're starting to see Jack's strategy.
I didn't pick her every week.
I can look at it now.
I skipped a week when I had the other one that I picked right.
Simone.
Simone.
No, it's episode two. You pick Simone. Mike picks Sir Bolton for me, which gave me a point. You pick Rourke that week. Okay. Last week, you picked Joe. And then this past week, you picked Rourke.
Yeah.
All right. Cookies for both of you.
It's a win is a win. It doesn't matter what you do.
All right. Final emails from Chris. From Victoria. Okay. I really enjoyed Survivor Tonight until the Tribal Council. Ryan literally just said how great his social game is, and 2 seconds later managed to piss off his closest connection. I did a huge... There's a box here, which means the emoji didn't show up. I'm guessing it's probably like a middle finger.
Oh, a box or, question mark? That means a huge question mark. Like, what?
No, well, it's just a little blank box.
To be fair to Ryan, there was no win.
But Chrissy was not the stronger alliance of the two, so you go with your stronger alliance. It's unfortunate that they both were going in opposite directions, but I think you go with the stronger alliance.
Well, maybe
unless he's thinking he'd rather be in with Chrissy when the merge happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm thinking. But wouldn't you have... Because Chrissy, I think, is the better player. Wouldn't you want to get her out?
Yeah.
When you had a chance, but
his better alliance is Devin and Allie and him, I would think. Because if he goes with Chrissy, I think he's in a Cochran situation where he's like number seven in an alliance.
I don't think so. If he goes with Chrissy and Ben, because what would it be like? Chrissy, Ben, Lauren, Ryan, Devin, that's five. Devin's going to be lower on the totem pole than Ryan. Devin's a challenge threat.
True. Well, after his play today, maybe not.
Well, should he have gone to Allie and said, look, you know, this is, why don't we go this way? Because Rourke is, you know, she's to try and maybe convince her to go with Rourke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he should have tried.
Let's hear what else. You guys just interrupted the woman's email. Let's finish.
You're the one that paused the conversation.
Let's, you know, cause I didn't know what the blank emoji was for. I did a huge, maybe question mark, when he stood up for Chrissy during questioning. If they lose next week, he must know that they might want to keep the tribe strong, meaning he's next. Especially since he looked terrible during their war tonight, though I'm happy he didn't give up. His performance was meh.
He'll be all right as long as another sand challenge. I mean, I think
or sand worm challenge.
Yeah. But I just, yeah, he probably should have gone to Allie because she looked completely blindsided.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
It was never even discussed.
Yes. Like, she didn't even, unless it was discussed and she just shut him down real quick, but it looked like she
That
didn't.
Was bad alliance member management.
It totally was.
He's got some jokes, though. He'll be all right.
Well, as long as he's got jokes.
Ryan's got jokes.
I got to give it to Chrissy tonight, even though she was annoying AF. She was able to turn JT, which was key. I was so happy seeing the Blue Tribe working together. I'm slowly becoming a fan of Joe and the tribe as a whole. The Red Team, I know, is just one loss away from being a disaster, which I will be waiting for. I am super waiting for that as well. Because I can't wait to see Jessica turn on Ken. What are your thoughts about Allie getting into an alliance with JT and taking out Chrissy and Ryan? They would be awesome during
JP,
the merge.
Isn't it?
Yes, sorry. She said it says JT, but yes, you're right. JP, my bad. They would be awesome during the merge. Side note, I would like hashtag climb Cole's pole, which I have seen on Twitter, though it's highly inappropriate.
I wouldn't want to, seeing how dirty he is.
Is there jam all over his pole? There probably is.
Or something. I wouldn't want his crotch china, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know if I would want to align with JP, because like even when Chrissy said, hey, starting all girl alliance.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yep.
It's just like there was no,
yeah,
there was just nothing. He just doesn't like, it's not just me. It's been said in the game. They've said it about it. He doesn't seem to be really playing the game that much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though he had some things to say at Tribal Council, but nothing really.
But again, this might be a good alliance member because it's not going to be somebody that's really pushing his agenda. And it's a vote that you can just kind of court if you build a good enough relationship with him.
mean, you want him on your side because, like you said, he seems like he's pretty loyal, but you need someone stronger, I think, to go further in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is it for the feedback this week. I think we had more feedback than we did episode discussion, which I enjoyed.
Almost 20 minutes of feedback versus 30 minutes of recap.
Ten of which was China. So
now it is time to tally the votes. First up is the preseason
picks. My favorite
picks.
Part of the show.
For Jack this season, it is. Let's go to who got voted off. Rourke. Was our person voted off pre-merge. Two people picked this person pre-merge. Colleen, you get a point. Jack gets a point, and I get nothing because I said merge.
Really? You said merge?
I said merge.
She was the bossy one, but you never saw her being bossy.
Yep. I think I was just trying to be different because I was the last pick there. And then, Jack, you get a point. For picking Rourke to be sent home today.
Gosh.
So good job there. Now you're up to 5. And the total points so far, Colleen, you're in last place with 2 points. I'm in second with 3.
I can't believe I'm doing so poorly.
And Jack, you are in first place with 5 points, but a lot of game left. A lot of game left.
Now all right, keep telling yourself that.
Now it's time for who we think is going home for episode 6. Let's see, Colleen, you went first last time. That means I am up first this time. Based on the previews, if you don't want to know about the previews, skip, just finish listening. But it looks like somebody passed out. So I will not count medical evacuations. This has to be somebody that is voted out of the game. Okay? So my pick to go home is I think Ryan's play backfired. I think Ryan's going home next time on Survivor. Next up is Jack. Who's your pick?
I can't go with Ryan. Wow, this is tough. I'm going to go with... I'll go with Ashley.
All right, Ashley.
I have no idea why.
All right, Colleen, you have last pick.
I'm going with Cole again. And I don't think it's a medevac. I think he gets voted out. Okay. Also, why the... Whatever, I guess we're not going to talk about the preview, but like, did he go into like some kind of sugar coma or something?
No, I think he didn't have enough food and he probably passed out.
But doesn't Jessica say, I'm not staying in the game without him?
but as the tally master here, Colleen, nope. I will not. You picked Cole to get voted out, so if he is medevaced, you will get no points.
Well, can I say medevaced and then get a point? Nope.
It's the tally. You can do a side wager for a medevac. I will give you a chance to earn a point there. But if he's not medevaced, I will deduct a point.
No, I can't see a dude like Cole being medevaced unless it was like a friggin' beast mode cowboy situation. Okay. So, yeah.
All right.
Besides, I'm in last place anyway.
You have 2 points to wager if
I'm not side betting.
All right. That will do it. All of our winner picks are still in on the tally game. Jack, you have Ben, who's looking really solid. Colleen, you have Ryan. Not a great day for him on the episode. And I have Desi, some good play, but still pretty quiet in terms of what we're seeing from her gameplay.
At least you saw a little more of her today.
You did see a little bit more. All right, that will do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
All anytime.
Once again, that's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with the question, comments, and/or theories.
And/or theories.
Send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Once again, that's survivorjjc@gmail.com. Are you on the lookout for your own Mr. Crab Cup? Well, you can find one on Amazon using the link jayandjack.com/Amazon. For your any of your shopping needs. Maybe you need who's the baby daddy pregnancy test. I'm sure they have those on Amazon.com.
or later on 23andMe.
Is Ken the baby daddy? Hashtag is Ken the baby daddy. Want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage, and thank you to all of our patrons. Whether you contribute $1 or more a month, every penny helps. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to janejack.com, click on the Become a Patron link. There's different rewards at different levels. We have our Patron's Choice show, Top 10 Scary Movies, which will include one of the most notorious list gatherers, Matt.
You know there's going to be like three movies that aren't horror movies on that list.
So you do not want to miss this podcast episode if you have enjoyed Matt's top 10 lists on his guest spots on the Ramblecast. Be sure to become a patron. It's at $5 or more a month for the Patron's Choice show, and you get access to the Patrons Only Facebook group. And you really help out our podcasting network. So definitely.
You guys are doing a top 10 scary movies list for Patrons Choice this month.
Somebody wasn't listening.
I wasn't.
Didn't we just say that? You know what? I see you and Ken together now.
Yeah.
No, you know. I just made the post for this episode, so I can have it all ready to go because I'm tired and I want to go to sleep.
It's just, she quickly did the command M to minimize the other screen.
Why would I have to minimize it? Isn't it like ghost mode or whatever it's called?
See, she knows it. She already
is that what it's called?
I don't know.
What's the thing that you use? The
you mean privacy mode?
I don't know. It's when you look at your porn and you think that I don't know.
There's no way I think you don't know or know. Give us, that's it. I think that's it for this episode. Check out all of our other podcasts, janejack.com/Amazon. Your reviews help us a lot. So if you enjoy what we do, give us a review.
All right. Oh, you rhymed.
Don't try and compliment me, okay?
No, that was poetic. I love. It's so dreamy.
Whatever.
Ken never rhymes like that.
I will be sleeping in a guest room tonight. All right, that will do.
I don't hear any complaining.
Yeah, I was okay. Like, no, please. No.
Well, Zach's in our bed, sick. So, you sleeping in the guest room is probably like the smartest thing that any of us could do for ourselves.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.